What's up, Creamers?
Creamer.
It's me, Hot Joe, and I'm joined with my co-host, Sammy Deddy.
Hello. Do you like my stupid hair?
You wouldn't guess, but he did not know what to wear. And we're joined with our special guest, Joe Panther III.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is getting so much fun. I'm very excited, even though I couldn't plug in my beautiful microphone because of Zoom. Zoom doesn't like, Blue products, so yeah.
Those shits. Those motherfuckers. And we're here to talk the turkey like Ted Turner about some professional wrestling.
He made me spank him one night. And that was very, very hard. And I was easier. It was much easier to be spanked than spank your father.
We take the form of classic tag teams as Joe Panther interviews pro wrestlers through us. Haku is throbbing inside us. In our hearts and souls, I mean, as we passionately erupt a warm stream of lovely poems with the haikus from Haku. Haku haikus. I lost my mind like mankind pulling socks out of his ass crack. Your dude loved. So get the John Cena what? The John Cena quote of the week. What's our match count for 2026, the year of super kicks? And as always, we leave it an ant man when he shrunk down to an ant-sized amount of room for cream. All that on this episode.
Wrestle.
Thing. The worst, and that's exactly Brock Lesnar.
I just couldn't believe
girl in class.
Yeah, that's fair.
Thank you.
I couldn't believe that he. I don't know. I bought it. It still. Yeah. It made. I was fine with being fooled. I like being fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, we try to think ahead. We think we know everything about wrestling and what's going to happen. And that was something I don't think anybody said was going to happen.
Very true.
So I like it.
Good.
I like that. I like the feeling of being surprised. I don't even know how I feel about him coming back. I already made peace with him leaving.
Yeah. That coworker that says, I'm quitting. And then the next day you're like, you're back.
Yep.
right. Exactly like
they keep coming back for more.
Right. We're sick of you, Kathy, around here.
But so that was pretty much it. Tell me about you.
I watched Dynamite, Collision, Best of a Super Juniors Night 1, Ring of Honor, Super Card of Honor, Best of a Super Juniors Night 2, and Best of the Super Juniors Night 3.
Oh, so you watched all the wrestling?
I did.
You could have just said all of it.
Well, I didn't watch WWE Raw.
Oh, you're that. Well, you're fine. You did fine.
If you didn't see the meme I posted in on the story, and it's like me watching Raw, and then I see the guy with the clown, and then clown makeup put on them, and that's it. And this is why I watch independent wrestling.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, that's Joe, the right move.
Joe. What about you, Joe? What did you watch in the last week?
I've been watching a lot of independent wrestling that I pops up on YouTube.
Nice.
I'm what you could say as I always jokingly called myself forever. I called myself Mr. Old School. Whatever I could get my hands on the old school wrestling.
Oh yeah.
When Peacock had WWE stuff, I'd go back and watch like the old stuff. As you can see over my head, my grandfather wrestled in the 50s and 60s, and right. I've been still fiending to find footage of his matches. I know he was a wrestler. I have the above my head. See, he's right there.
Oh, yeah, there he is, right above your head.
Nick Quinones, the Panther, the original heel of the family, but he's a... He was just a picture. He's still just a picture, and I know what he looked like without the mask, and it's like, shocked.
Yeah.
Every Mexico luchador that's watching is going, how does he know? It's like, it's my grandfather. Everybody has a family picture without the mask on this, unless I'm Puerto Rican, I'm Mexican. We know Bruno, we know where he is, and we know how nice he is. We never talk about him.
I get it. Yeah, we don't.
I'd never talk about him either in my family.
Would never.
No. My grandpa wore a mask, but he wasn't a luchador. It was very weird. Never seen him without it.
What kind of mask?
I'm not allowed to say legally, let's just say, you know, let's just say, you know,
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I like that sound. I'm like, you know, so
it's like you won.
We have a live studio audience here, as you could see, and they're huge Portland. Fans of Mr. Panther.
Some of them like me. I think they probably know about my shocking past with being now being the name dudes at ringside. Is he's like, I don't see the other dude.
We were wondering about that, actually. Yeah, when we first interacted with this, we're like, wait, maybe he means like the guests. That was what Sam was saying.
No, 3 years ago, me and my former co-host, we separated, and he didn't want to continue with the name. He wanted to Vince McMahon, I want to kill it. He wanted to kaputz it. And I'm like, no, I started this podcast in the memory of my grandfather, and my dad helped Papa Panther. He helped us form the name. He helped us.
Oh, wow.
We're supposed to be ringside dudes, and my dad's like, whoa, don't settle. Don't settle. Don't put it on the internet yet. Dudes at ringside.
He figured out that switcheroo was the best move.
I like that.
Dudes at ringside, not ringside dudes. But now every time I put dudes at ringside, that other ringside news, and I blocked them because their news is not factual.
Well, you can't be having unfactual news on your newsfeed. That's just ridiculous. It's called the news.
We don't want fake news.
Mm-hmm. Not in this town.
Yeah. I live in PA. I live in a small town. Everybody knows you, but then they don't know why they know you, but they just know you. Like,
They're like, I know someone here is Papa Panther's boy, but I just can't. Yeah.
I call Papa Panther my security. So if like a wrestler says gets a little too guffish, I go. He goes,
that's good.
Papa Panther's here.
Brooklyn. He's a Brooklyn boy, so you know how Brooklyn boys. Yeah,
I've heard
Taz.
Yeah, he's like, yeah. He goes, he's like,
Beastie Boys.
Yeah, it'll, it's hilarious. They
sleep till they got there. They sleep
shows up. Wrestlers start to go, Papa Panther. He goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh shit, that's cool.
My dad doesn't know wrestling. He knows it through me. Like he'll.
Oh, okay.
He knows his dad was a wrestler. He loves the history of, but he as he says, and Angara stole my grandmother, my dad's mom, my grandma. She always said that she feels that I conjure his spirit within wrestling.
Nice.
Oh, and he cool. and that's secretly cool. He's like over my shoulder as he is like whispering in my ear, giving me like telling me to always tell the young wrestlers and the fans to always keep it in your heart and always make wrestling, keep it the way it should be, secret. And all this stuff. I watched that series that came on Netflix. If my grandfather was still alive, he would have had a fit.
I bet.
No.
So a lot of people did have a fit, and I understand why. Undertaker wasn't a fan.
I'm not Undertaker. A fan. I watched it just to get like this, just like just to see what they're doing, and I'm like, oh my god, everything we learned as a child is a lie. Like everything.
Those motherfuckers. I hate it and hate them.
How dare they?
But
he had one of my other friends on the podcast, a former like fellow artist. She was on your podcast last.
Oh yeah, Stella.
Stella,
Stella.
That was great. That was a good episode too. You should go back.
I didn't
and
know.
Listen
That's
to
how
it.
I'm going to announce her next time.
Everybody
she's on.
Should.
Stella, just get me a recorder. We just go.
Yeah,
Stella!
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play it.
Just cut that.
Stella.
Clip it.
I'm going to go. No, Joe. Only you. You only get one. Be like.
She seemed pretty happy that you were coming on.
Yeah.
I love Stella. She's just. She's so like everything, her words, everything she does.
She's like a spaghetti dinner.
Oh, get the garlic bread extra.
I don't know what that means, but I love it. I think
either. But he was going like this. I was like,
I know, no, it was good. It was right.
The wine comes on the side if you tip the waitress. Then she's like,
ooh. You tip her over and you pour her out, right, Mr. Panther?
Right.
Before we get to our main thing of the day of the episode, where me and Sam are going to play this tag team interviewing game with you, we have to quickly go with our haikus. See, Sam, I didn't forget this time.
I was waiting.
So, Joe, what we and him do is we have a match of the week that was our favorite match of the week, which we talk about later. But like right now, we have to write a poem about it.
Yeah.
And it has to be a haiku. So we both have to recite our poem about our favorite match of the week. Sam, would you like to go first?
Yeah, sure. You ready for this match of the week?
Yeah.
I'm going controversial with my pick this week. But my haiku is lights, Netflix, action. Who could have seen that coming? Let's do it again. What, are you checking my syllables over there?
A little bit.
Well, I hope you know they're underlined because I made sure each
one. Very good. No, that was a great poem.
Joe, the Panther, what did you think? If you had to give it a ranking out of a 10, what would you say?
I give it a 6-7.
Hell yeah.
Damn button won't work. There we go.
I was going to say, give me something on that.
I feel like on my episode of Saved by the Bell. Like, Ellie and Zach just kiss under the tree. Aww.
That's where he got that sound from, I think.
Yeah, for sure. My haiku. From
that's me after I get slapped by the senior citizen that I didn't have a plus one in my hand.
Yeah. Come on, damn button. It's jammed. My haiku is
give it to
two young stars ignite, feeling fast into the night, pure athletic might.
Ooh. Ooh.
That felt like a lot. Yeah, that was a good haiku because you got so much into it.
That was an exciting moment till mom, you hear the key hit the door. Like, that's like a 8.9 right there. You think you heard the clear and you're very excited and you're like, oh, you're really into it.
Beat
and
me.
Click, click, click. And you're like, got to pull the pants up.
Yeah, no, I don't even do it. I just keep them down. I think that's part of the fun is the danger. You know what I mean?
I would be freaking running into the bathroom. My mom's like, what are we doing that? Nothing. I had to pee really bad.
I get it. So now it's time for Sam to do our ad read. So we got to go to a quick commercial break. We got to get the bills on here. Once this ad read is done, we're going to play the game. So, Sam, would you mind paying our bills?
Creamers.
Creamers.
Look. Just look at the screen. Take it from me, Sammy Daddy from Wrestle Cream, okay? I'm the one talking here. Sammy Daddy is talking a lot right now because this is important, serious business, and we need to get through it. We've been tracking a major, major situation regarding a product called Properspirant. Now, this is a topical spray. Many of you bought it. I know I used it. Designed to induce immediate heavy perspiration. Maybe you're an athlete. Maybe you just needed to look drenched for a specific video shoot. Whatever. The point is, the side effects are absolutely devastating, and the parent company is completely trying to sweep this under the rug. It's a total scam. If you or a loved one use Properspirant, you need to listen to me, Sammy Daddy, right now. The law offices of Denton, Griggs, and Pyle are organizing a massive class action lawsuit, and you are likely entitled to a significant financial settlement. Significant. The complications? Severe, uncontrollable hyperdrenching. We're talking 3 to 4 gallons of high saline fluid discharging from the forehead per hour. It's ruining electronics. It's ruining hardwood floors. It's a total nightmare. Spontaneous calcification. This is the big one. The chemical compound reacts with human sweat glands and causes the skin on the back of the neck to completely calcify into a hard, chalky shell, like that of a tortoise. We have guys in the back right now whose necks are completely shelled. They can't turn their heads. It's a real problemo all across the Midwest of the United States. The humming phenomenon. This one is a little less common, but still pretty dangerous. An obscure neurological reaction where the moisture in your ear canals begins to emit a constant low-frequency digital hum that sounds exactly like a 1996 dial-up modem. It doesn't stop. You can't sleep. I sprayed it on my chest and penis for a lovemaking sesh, and 40 minutes later, my torso completely fused to my mesh shirt. I had to be cut out of it by paramedics. They had to remove my left nipple. That was my best nipple, Gregory Iron said when asked about his use of the product. His penis, he assures us, is still 100% in play. He swears. So do not wait. Call Denton, Griggs, and Pyle. Look, the corporate fat cats who manufactured Properspirant want you to think this is your fault. It's not your fault. Denton, Griggs, and Pyle, these guys are sharks. They don't play games. They will go into that courtroom, they will look the judge in the eye, and they will get you the cash you are legally owed. Again, this is Sammy Daddy from Wrestle Cream, and I am telling you personally to make this phone call. Call today because, quite frankly, I, Sammy Daddy from Wrestle Cream, am sick and tired of watching the studio audience squeeze a quart of yellow fluid out of their socks every 10 minutes. It's fucking gross, guys. It's fucking...
Gross.
Thank you, Sammy Daddy.
Prosperin.
It's pro. I believe.
I'm not saying it right.
Properspirant.
Properspirant. I don't know why I lost it. Easy,
they should see. This is part of their problemo, I think. Is that
I fucking nailed it last week, though.
Name. Yeah, no, it's, you did a great job.
It was 2 weeks ago. That's why I lost.
You want to know why? Because you had Stella.
Oh, that's right.
That's a really good point. She was the manager. Prosperant. Properspirant.
Stella would probably be like, "I'm a writer. I'll help you."
Yeah.
She would. I feel like I took notes without even asking from how she was able to speak.
Be like, "I'll help you. Here's. Let me draw you." And then you see you lay on the couch, and she's like, "Not like that, but okay."
Yeah, Sammy Daddy always jumps the gun when it comes to posing for paintings.
She'll turn around and you'll That's be all sprawled out like the chick from Titanic. She'll be like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, yeah. She's a professional. That's the reason.
I don't know how to.
But she's like, "I'm so sorry. I have to make it accurate." What?
Oh
no, she wouldn't be sorry about that.
We'll never
she's
going to
need two canvases.
Like, now I gotta get it.
One for Sammy, one for
Daddy. If she had glasses, it'd be like this. She turns around, her glasses are already like this. She's like,
"Well, yeah, right." And there's fog on the lens. Anyway, right, Sammy Daddy. What's the game we're playing this time?
Well, on I don't. Hold on, give me a second.
Sorry, okay. My dogs are barking. You know what I mean?
long day.
Yeah, I've been on these feet all day.
So. What we're going to play now is we're going to ask Joe Panther III.
Yes.
If he had these famous tag teams on his podcast, mm-hmm. what would he ask them? And then to answer that, Hot Joe and myself will be taking the role of one member of the tag teams.
Hell yeah. All right. So are you ready, Joe Panther III?
Yeah.
Do you remember any of them?
Me?
Hot Joe the first?
I remember some of them, yes. You want me to name one?
Yeah, no, I want you. Yeah, you go first. Let's see what you remember.
Joe Panther, imagine that you have one chance to interview the Road Warriors, and you have one question that you can ask them. What would it be?
My one question would be, why the leather? Like, why did they wear leather?
Let me answer that right now. I'm a Road Warrior Animal.
All right.
Okay. The reason that we wear leather is because we like the feeling of skin from another animal brushing up against our skin. I believe Hawk can understand. I believe Hawk could attest to this. Hawk.
Well, right. I was waiting. I was hoping I could be Hawk. Let me tell you something. Me, an animal here, we like that feeling. And when it touches us in just the right way, we get a rush. And not just any kind of rush. But you got to do it with me. One, two, three. What a rush. That's why. We like leather.
Thank you, Mr. Panther. Yes, and it's because we're big skin boys.
Yeah.
I thought I could do a better Hawk.
No, that was great.
I'm going to work on it.
I thought he came back from the grave and he was on the pod.
Oh, whoa.
Same.
Views, children, views.
Yeah. Anyways.
We got Hawk back.
Who else do we got on that list there?
We have another one would be the Dudley Boys.
Ooh.
And I guess we could... We're going to go, and just so you're, so we're all on the same page. I think we're going Bubba Ray, Bully Ray, whatever, and Devon, right?
Okay. Yeah, that's what I would think.
How many, there's a lot of members of the Dudley Boys. I'm about to say Vic Dick Dudley, we got this
Spike,
guy.
Spike Dudley, Sign yeah. Guy.
Sign Guy, there's too many Dudley Boys.
There's like, quite a bit.
We're the main two. We'll be the main two.
The famous ones.
They never inducted Big Dick Dudley. They should have, like, I know he was not too long, but they should have inducted him.
Right.
The whole family.
Just because Big Dick Dudley had that little, was tiny, doesn't mean he shouldn't be inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Man.
I mean.
Because you said he was long.
I know.
Well, Joe Panther, what would be the question that you would ask the Dudley Boys?
So, Dudleys, is it flaming tables? Or regular tables are your go-to?
I like that question.
You want to go first? Are you Bubba are you Bubba Ray or are you Dudley?
I'll be one of the Dudleys.
Hell yeah. Okay.
All right. What was it? Flaming tables? Whoa. Well, thank you. We prefer regular tables because one time at family dinner, we went through a flaming table and it singed all my nose hairs.
Oh, my brother, testify.
He's right.
That was it. All right, who else we got in there? I know we have Edgen Christian.
Yep, that's one. Let's do them.
Okay. Joe Panther, what would you ask Edgen Christian?
Ooh. Who would have been a match that you guys would have wanted to have that you didn't get a chance to face in your careers with WWE or WWF?
Let me answer this question, Cope. Okay. I would have loved to get into the ring with Dustin and Cody Rhodes, mainly because they have they had a father, and their father is dead.
Hey, oh, he did the thing.
Oh, no.
Well, I want to apologize for Christian's comments, everybody. And I'll also say that at this time, I can see clearly that we should fight the Rhodes boys. I agree. And we would beat them. And I'm the ultimate opportunist because I'm Edge. Or Cope. I'm Cope. What am I? I'm Edge.
Call you whatever you want.
Edge.
Okay. All right. Who else do we got?
We have the Mega Powers.
Okay.
Ooh. Hulk Hogan, Macho Man.
Okay. Mega Powers.
I think
Power.
I know who I'll be.
Hogan, why are you so scared of Macho Man?
Oh, I'm Hogan automatically?
Oh, well, you said you knew who you were. I don't know.
Well, let me tell you something, Panther. Me and this dude right here are best friends, and nothing will ever come between us, and I'm not afraid of him, and he's not afraid of me, because when you have two giants in the ring, that nobody can stop us. Dude.
I told him, I said, be a man, Hogan. And he said, all right. And I said, oh, yeah. That's how it's done.
I think that was a good one.
I had Macho Man on the podcast.
Huh?
I had Macho Verse on the podcast.
Really?
Yes.
That's cool.
I see him a lot. I feel like he goes to everything.
He is
that the guy that's everywhere?
You ask him. He'll do it. He's such a funny guy. He's hilarious.
Oh, we love funny, hilarious guys. That's why we got you on here, Joe.
And Macho Man?
Oh, yeah.
See?
Every time he sees me, he's like, but Panther, are we?
That's cool.
You do your own mega powers.
Oh, yeah.
Panther Madness.
Whoa. Ooh. Who else we got on that list there, Sam?
Oh, somebody else? We have the Hart Foundation.
Okay.
Bret Hart and the Anvil.
Okay.
Jim.
So, Hart Foundation, why is it that you guys changed from wearing the blue, black and blue to that pink, the famous, iconic pink and black?
I think I got the answer for you, eh? That's because I'm Bret Hart. Well, you see, black and pink is the color of Bill Goldberg's butthole after I'm done with him. But I'll tell you one thing, Joe Panther. You're a really good guy, unlike that guy, Bill Goldberg. Guy sucks. Any more questions, Joe Panther?
Regarding Bret Hart,
listen, I gotta go in the room over there and just look up hate messages about old Bill Goldberg. So I gotta go.
I think I was doing Muttley Mutt at first.
You were supposed to be doing Jim the Anvil.
I know, I don't have one. I did the beard thing.
No, that was good. You have the perfect beard for it.
Fix the mustache. Like, you know, you come for the polo, you stay for the mustache. So.
Ooh, yeah.
Put that on a polo.
Yeah. This ride seats one.
Yeah. Yeah. When I went to that stupid restaurant in Vegas, the one that mean all the waitresses and waiters are mean, and they say mustache rides men requested only. I'm like, fuck you.
You were like, anybody could ride it.
And all the girls in the room are like, ooh. I'm like,
oh, they do?
You.
You.
Yeah. Well, like, Sam.
Things haven't been the same since. We have one more, if that's all right. You guys all right? You guys want to do one more?
You quote that, Mr. Panther?
Yeah,
good. We have the... Oh, Panth?
Can we call you Panth?
Pam? Yeah, call me Pam. Yeah.
Panth?
All right, cool. Thanks, Panth. It sounds like I'm saying pants, but like as if Mike...
No, it's Panth.
I got shorts on, pajama shorts, but that's still pants-ish.
Shorts.
It still counts as pants.
Spinal.
Yeah, pajama pants. My producer's saying it still counts as pants.
Yeah, pajama pants. I walked around, technically walked around
have one.
Today before I relaxed for the day in pajamas. I had a t-shirt and a pair of shorts on. I was getting a workout, so.
Ooh.
Nice.
Sweating out the kielbasa I had today. Nobody walked for down. No, I'm glad nobody was walking behind me from block to block. I was just like kielbasa-ing everybody.
Oh, kielbasa.
Been there, man.
I was
been
rooting.
Get it? Kielbasa? No, you haven't. Kielbasa?
I was rooting and tooting my whole town of Milford. Root toot tooting.
Like, the Undertaker's dong. Whoop, wrong button. Whoop, wrong button again. I meant to hit that.
It was like Rudy Tooty. It was like Rudy Tooty Fred and Prudy.
I agree.
Mr. Panther Pants.
It's like that's like, how we know where Joe is. You see the green thing behind him. Oops,
yeah, there's that.
Oh, I farted, pooped the pants.
Cream smoke, yeah.
He's old.
From his butt.
I'm old. I pooped a little bit when I run.
Hey. Who I mean dude. Whatever.
I usually do it in the bathroom, but I don't hate you.
So just a little bit.
Yeah. Very true. Yeah.
That's just a thing that happens.
Yeah.
We're old. I'm still
have that.
40, probably a lot of people.
43, I'm still old.
No, you're fine. You're not that old.
I work with 17-year-olds, so it's like.
I guess. So you're really old.
And you go, Joe knows. He was from the 90s. And I'm like, oh, God, what are you about to ask me? I'm so scared.
Yeah, but at least, you're still younger than the people who you make pretend wine gestures at.
No, you're not living there.
Yeah.
If you lived there, you'd be home by stories. Now.
They all... Yeah,
you say I could walk around and poop if I want. These guys can't. They got to poop in this house.
They poop a lot in their pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do. If I go all the time, Joe.
Well, yeah, hey, we've been there. I've been there. I poop my pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I poop my pants at work one time, and I had I went on my break, and I went home, and
I did too.
A quick shower.
I pooped my pants, and then my parents lived right down, like 2 minutes away, and I went there, and I had clothes there, and I cleaned up, and I put on a different pair of pants.
I just go upstairs and say, can I use a shower? They're like, no, Joe, you get to sit in it all day. Damn it.
No, that's no good, man. I'm sorry. If I was there, I would let you shower and get that quick.
They said no go, Joe.
They said no go, Joe. Okay, who's the last one?
Oh, wait. We got one more of these, and it's the Outsiders, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
Okay, Scott Hall. Why is it that you always had to use that phrase, hey, you couldn't say hi?
I want to. You seem like you had something.
You want to be? I got nothing. Do you want to be Scott Hall or Kevin Nash before we?
I want to be Kevin Nash.
Oh, then I'll do Scott Hall.
Okay,
that was easy. I think every one of these we got to be who we wanted to be.
It seems that way.
But as Scott Hall being asked, why do I say hey yo instead of hello? My answer would be, hey yo, I say what I want because I can do. What I want, Chico.
That was cool. You know, we were in New York, and then Ted Turner talked the turkey, and then we headed on over to Atlanta, and then you know what? My boy Scott Hall, medium-sized Scott, the medium-sized Mang, he wanted to say, hey, yo.
Hey, yo. Like?
And I think I had a little bit too much coffee.
Definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
That was Scott. That was Kevin Nash.
I like that one.
Thanks.
That's like me at work in the morning.
Hey, I don't want to pat myself on the back too hard, but I fucking nailed that one.
No, you did. I thought the real Scott Hall was in here, but
I should have ducked down.
Unfortunately, he's no longer with us.
Yeah, I know. Well, most of I went a little.
His son tried older. To be around. I don't know if you know that Scott Hall's son tried. To
I
be
know. Around. I think wasn't he in the Bullet Club?
He was in the Bullet Club.
Yeah,
technically.
Did he stop wrestling? I never looked into that.
I think
that.
He did because I feel like we would hear about him, you know.
Scott Hall's son.
Yeah,
I'm surprised they didn't
Cody, go to Cody Hall, right?
Bad.
I think so. They said wrestling has more than one royal family, but it only has one Cody.
Yeah.
Oh no. Dang.
It does. It actually says retired.
Okay, so he is no longer an active wrestler. Oh, short.
Till 2020.
Wow. Yeah, I think maybe it's because
go ahead. Sorry.
Maybe it's because of COVID. He probably said, okay, I'm done.
Yeah,
nope. Actually, in 2023 or somewhere around that time frame, he broke his neck
Oh, geez.
In Japan, and he's trying to get everything together, and then his dad passed away and all that stuff.
Yeah, that's no good.
So that's what happened. I didn't know he was retired, though, but now we know.
This episode of Wrestle Cream is dedicated to Cody Hall. And you know what, Cody? We hope you get better. You know, we miss you, and we honor you.
Yeah, thanks, Cody.
Yeah, man. Thank you for everything you've done for the show and everything you've done for me personally. And I love you.
Cody Hall.
Cody Hall.
There we go.
Panther, you want to hop in on this? Cody Hall. Cody Hall.
Cody Hall. Cody Hall.
Wasn't he wearing his dad's outfit for a while?
I don't know if it was the exact same outfit, but it was definitely designed to look like
same
it.
Same style.
He might have had his own maid.
Yeah.
That's what
I
would.
I wouldn't want to put my dad's trunks on. Gross.
Yeah.
His penis ball. Where his balls?
That'd be sweaty, cool. That'd
sweaty,
be funny.
Sweaty balls. Sweaty balls.
Yeah, no, thank you. Keep those sweaty balls away from me, Dad. I had a dollar for every time I say that.
Oh, my God. I keep thinking South Park. Look at my talk. It's salty balls. Like, your mom.
Yeah. Exactly. Mine are like a white, like a vanilla. So.
White chocolate.
White
anyway,
chocolate. You mean,
creamers.
You got the white chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you, Joe Panther. Thank you for clearing the air. Creamers, why don't you comment below and let us know if you got the chance to interview any of these tag teams. Who would you, or what kind of question would you ask? And
what
would you think of Joe Panther's questions?
Have you ever pooped your pants? And if you did poop your pants, what, like, amount? From a little to a lot.
Yeah, if you were to, if there was a Muda scale for poop, where would you be on the Muda scale?
Oh my God, people.
Muda. Puda. The Pootie.
Great Puda. Oh God.
Duty.
Oh my gosh, I can see it now. The great scale. Puda. And you go in Spanish, Puta means hoe. The great Puta? She's the greatest Puta.
You remember her from before?
Oh yeah.
We talked about her earlier.
I knew about
Kathy from HR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking son of a bitch.
Gives me a big paycheck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't never told no lie, Joe Panther. You ain't never told no lie. Well.
Not to me.
Well, Sammy Daddy, what's the John Cena quote of the week?
Opportunity is never a handout. It is a chance.
Man, it's so cool when you do that. Sammy Daddy.
I just figured out how to do it.
What's the match? What's your match count for 2026, the year of Super Kicks?
183 matches watched.
Right on, man.
In this year. Not a huge jump, but a little bit. But it's been 2 weeks, so not that good. You want my match of the week? You ready for this controversial thing that I'm going to say
sure
for
am.
Match of the week?
I'm scared.
Maybe you heard about it. Ronda Rousey fought Gina, what's her name? Carano.
Right. I had to talk about that one.
That's the match of the week. Because all the marks got themselves worked up.
You did.
Gotta talk about that one when you're ready, guys. Because
I'm ready. Wait, are you ready, Joe? Hot Joe.
Talking to my mom and dad about that today. My mom started. I saw a picture that looked like something from South Park. The Ronda had the girl in the arm and the arm bar, and then there was a cartoon of a woman with the bars of the cage going. This could have been an email.
I saw that.
That's great. That's good.
Maybe
that's
you posted it. But I saw somebody put that up.
Mama Panther was just like, oh my God. Like,
sounds like her, man.
Like, my dad's like, yeah. Brooklyn, let them go. Lindsay Bush. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, your dad sounds cool, man. I wish I could hear him talk.
Tommy Sam, he and you say cactus, my dad goes, oh fuck, we gotta go there. Where are you guys located, by the way?
Sam is in
Cleveland. Actually, Cleveland is the city I live in. Ohio.
Oh, careful. We are the New York Knicks.
Portland, Oregon.
I know. We're playing. We're beating you right now, actually, while this is being reported. Yeah, they were up at the half. We were up at the half. Good guys. Huh.
Well, I grew up in Long Island. I've been in Pennsylvania now, in Central Ice of Long Island. Good old CI. CI. Oh, this way.
You were a correctional officer.
He was a jailer. My dad was a jailer, yes.
Shit. Then CI in more than one way.
Yes, yes. He was a jailer for 21 years. He retired, and I graduated from high school. Went to school, and we moved here. I've been in Milford, PA, the smallest little town in the United States, for 20 years.
Okay. Wow. Nice. That's nice.
It's a
big fish, small pond.
It is a small. Got a big ass giant fish with a jokingly funny crown on the middle of his head.
Ew. That counts. Crown's a crown.
As I tell my female coworkers, what is the sound? What does a cat make when it's in a little car speeding by?
I'd love to hear it.
Ew. All my female friends now, I go, ew. I send them like the, that's my girl. So I go, ew. And they like, they'll send me the voice.
Cut that.
Ew. Yeah, gonna... I went for one of the fucked up girls just go, shut the fuck up, Joe. I'll get back.
Sorry. That sounded real.
Was that a fart?
That
You're
sounded
good with the sound effects. Real.
I've never heard somebody make a good mouth fart sound like that before. Yeah,
how long have you been with her? Can you do a fart in a speeding car? Yeah, there we go. That's what I was hoping for.
Open the window. She's like, I'm sorry. We had too many. We went to Taco Bell. Stop the car. I got to go to the bathroom. Honey.
Oh. Honey. I hate what happens. That's why I don't drive around eating. So.
Yeah. I'm Latino. I eat. I walk. I run.
Right.
You poop a little. Did you see the fight or no?
Me,
Hot Joe, or Joe?
Oh
Panther.
No, I don't have Netflix.
Either right. Joe.
But you know what though? I did see it in an Instagram reel because it was incredibly short. Yeah,
it was short.
Yeah,
it was 17 seconds or something.
Yeah,
my
exactly.
mom was like, "Oh, you're gonna watch it, right?" I'm like, "No, maybe."
Yes, I am.
Did you watch it?
Oh, no, I should have. But
it's on too damn late.
Yeah, I'm old. Even doing this for you guys late, I'm like, I got to be up at 5:08 in the morning, and I'm going to be like,
we appreciate
we'll
that.
Right, bye. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, you guys are fun. I'm having fun with you guys.
Good. We're glad you're here.
I live on my own now, so I can go to bed whenever I want. I'm an adult. Yeah.
No bedtime.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We all can. We could even, we could go on Zoom and we could have like a little slumber party.
We could just be friends on here forever. We don't have to turn this off.
Yeah, this is our life now.
Keep the laptop with me to Belle Reve. My job.
Oh, bleep that out.
Isn't that the prison in the DC universe?
I think it is.
Oh, geez. Is Lex Luthor jailed there?
Joker. I have the Riddler sometimes. I get like...
They get in and out.
Wow. Yeah, they do.
They come and they go. Yeah. High turnover rate.
Yeah. I have a lot of people that are, I'm around all the time in my job. A lot of loving grandparents.
That's cool.
Well, yeah.
They're very sweet. I can tell their grandkids, seeing their grandkids, they must light up because they're all very sweet.
Well, that's sweet, good. People.
I get you.
Sweet people are the best.
I make them happy. I literally, one of the first times I told one of my residents that I do a podcast, and I kind of, because they don't, he's like, what's a podcast? And I'm just like.
You said, shut up, bitch.
It's like the radio, dummy.
I told her, Joe, get your hands off her. Like literally, I'm like, no, I'm just going, no, I can't. No, no.
No. We,
no. No,
so yeah, intrusive
like,
thoughts.
Jangle a senior, Joe. You're too nice. No, I was just like. So no, I was like, no, my
kind of
like, come and they all go back to your chair. No, I was like, get back to the Adam Call Show. No, I told her I said I'm an internet radio star, and they're like,
yeah,
really? And I'm like, yeah,
yeah,
about 700 episodes deep on the internet.
Wow,
I didn't know there was that many.
Congratulations, cool. 700. Yeah. But real quick, Hot Joe, what's your match count, and what's your match of the week? Because I want to know what that haiku was talking about.
My match count is 320 matches of the year 2026.
320.
My match of the week. Well, first I should probably tell you about my 300th matches. It was Kushida versus Daisuke Sasaki from Best of the Super Juniors Night 2.
Of course.
It was a coincidence. I didn't choose it, but it was all right match. It's this weird thing Kushida's doing in the Best of the Super Juniors right now where he just keeps taking his shoes and socks off. And I was thinking, because I hate feet.
In the middle of the match or at the beginning?
So his opponents will be like, they take their shoes and socks off, and then he takes his shoes and socks off. I don't get
why.
I have no idea.
Do they start kicking each other?
Yeah, and then the one commentator was like, I feel like we're watching a Quentin Tarantino movie. And then the other commentator was like, which one? And then the other, and he's like, the one with the feet.
I think I saw that. I think I saw that quote. See, it's funny because it's all of them.
Exactly. My match count of 2026, or my match of the week, I should say, is Nick Wayne versus Kosei Fujita from Best of the Super Juniors 516. It was a great match. Nick Wayne has this weird thing where when he's in the best of the Super Juniors, he's my favorite wrestler for some reason. I don't know. I'm just like, man, I want this guy to make it to the end and freaking win the whole thing, you know? Well, he just looks like he should be a super. And the commentator makes I feel like the commentator makes fun of him every time because his entrance music goes, dun, 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 call me Nick Wayne. I'm Nick Wayne.
It is kind of strange.
Call him Nick Wayne because that is, in fact, his name. And you're like, shut up, guy.
It's a good point.
It is, but it's a stupid song. But, you know, shut up, commentator.
Well, yeah, stop ruining this for me.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, you're stupid England.
At the deep was sure.
That was good.
I like that.
Shut up.
Man, next time we got to get you and Papa Panther on the show, eh?
Oh my! I would have to have him on Zoom at their house in the Panther Den. I'm far away. Too far away is that girl with the tattoos that's on Instagram. If you like a girl, send this to a girl if you want to have sex with, that she lives too far away.
Yeah, I don't know. She's
teasing the hell out of you. She's like, send this to a girl that you really want to have sex with, but she lives too far away.
Did you send it to anybody?
Nah, you did it.
I tried to, but I got blocked by every one of them. And then
yeah, they do that, man. People don't like that. It's scary when people say stuff like that.
My microphone's not plugging in. I'm going to do like I always do. Maddox is messaging me on my text messaging.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Like,
oh, that was the best line I've ever had on the show ever.
Jeff's getting thrown out. It's like,
yes. Yeah, that's the best. That is the best.
It's like me. I have to do it.
Oh yeah! Hey,
you didn't
Joe drink, Panther.
You didn't mess up my stride. I was always like this. You know, you know, I get all dizzy. You got a concussion. I got a concussion. You know, you guys think you're that cool. I'm internationally known, right? Ow. Yep. I got hit by the Sister Abigail, and look at me now. I'm fine.
Yeah. See? Didn't even affect them.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I actually did literally get hit, but I did. Oh, that's why I looked like afterwards. I really did take a wrestling bump at a show.
Nice.
Yeah, on purpose.
Did you run into the ring when you weren't supposed to?
Yeah, like it was in. Yeah.
Oh no! It was one of the guys asked me. I asked him, "Hey, you know, my grandfather wrestled, and one of my dreams was to take a wrestling bump."
That's awesome.
That's really nice. Guy named Lucius Crow, and Lucius was like, all right, Joe, hold on. And then he walked. This guy's like, your beard like your buddy, like Hot Joe. Like about my height, like 5'1". He walks away, big buff guy with long hair. And I see him talking to the wrestler from far away. I look like Simba seeing the herd. He was like, uh-huh. I was like, I'm watching them go.
That looks like Simba.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm watching my death. I'm watching my death being like drawn out. And I'm like, on a sketch pad, I'm like, oh, I'm just far away. I'm watching these guys go. I'm just like, oh man, that's scripting my death. Damn.
They're taking you out.
That was literally like, yeah, big mouth interviewer, and then glasses go on the floor, and then Abigail.
Well, what was the move that you took? The Sister Abigail?
Sister Abigail.
Oh, sure.
He wasn't joking. He said he took
it for real. Did he kiss you on the head?
He didn't kiss me, but he took my glasses off.
Well, that was nice of him. He wouldn't hit a man with glasses.
He literally said, I can't hit a person with glasses.
Told you.
No. Oh. Until he did. He's like, but I can hit a person if I take the glasses off.
But I'll take the glasses off.
That's
rule. Superman, Clark Kent kind of thing.
It went well, but the only thing I was upset about, the crowd wasn't prepped. And they didn't get the door. So it was family and friends. So the crowd laughed.
But you still got to do it. And
send that footage over to us. We'll edit it so that they're like, what do you want them to say? You deserved it. Or do you want them to say?
Joe Panther got mad.
I'll tell you what to do.
I'm on my YouTube channel under the Joe Panther Variety Show.
Oh, he already has it.
Hell yeah.
Joe, do the Joe Samoa Joe chant.
Yeah.
Joe. I'm going to think Joe Panther the third. Sorry, Joe the Panther the third.
Yeah.
Is it two of us? Anyway.
Throwing up gang signs in here.
Well, you just brought up the variety show, your YouTube channel, the Joe Panther Variety Show. I was wondering if that ever was a streaming service, if that became a streaming service, what would you name it?
Oh, God.
And I have an idea. My idea is Panther Plus.
Ooh. There we go. Panther Plus have me just like sprawled out like this.
Yeah, that's what exactly. There's Disney Plus.
You don't even need any shows.
Paramount Plus.
I'm in.
You see it about a channel. My mom literally goes, my son has podcasts. And I'm like, is there a problem? Is there a balloon deflating? Why do you go? She's like, you have like 4 or 5 podcasts on that channel. And I'm like, I had so many ideas.
It's not a phase, Mom. This is what I do.
You want to talk about different stuff. Totally
got me. Look right there. Look at that hat. We don't have hats.
No.
Not yet.
You have a hat, but it's not a wrestling company, and I'm not even wearing a hat. And he has a hat for his own podcast. Dudes at Ringside.
That is a good hat.
Papa Panther named it.
Top-notch guy.
On Joe Panther Variety Show YouTube page.
Yes,
check him out.
And Spotify.
Okay.
You guys got to get out there.
I got a question for you, Joe.
Well, we might be.
If your family had a wrestling-themed restaurant, what would the signature menu item be called?
It would be the Panther. It would have to be a traditional Puerto Rican meal. It would be white rice. It would be Guella special. It would be white rice with a river of beans around it with a pastele on the side, and the dessert that would come with the meal would be mofongo. With the dessert that everybody loves.
Yeah.
Traditional Puerto Rican dessert. Mm-hmm.
What would you name it? But it has to be a wrestling themed name because it's a wrestling themed restaurant.
It would be the it would have to be something dedicated to my grandfather. So it would be the Puerto Rican Panther.
Oh, okay. I like that.
That's a good deal.
I'll take give me a Puerto Rican Panther.
People will be like, are you?
You could order
exotic
that.
Exotic meats?
No. You'd be
no. Panthers. Watch this. That's just the name of it.
No, River of Beans.
Yeah, River of Beans.
I'm a big, and that's the kind of river I'm fucking diving into. If you know what I mean.
You'll be rooting tooting.
yeah, that's true.
You can see in your head like the white rice is like surrounded by the beans. Like you're like, I walked to the table like I was holding the Mother Mary. I was just like, I was a child, my 8-9-year-old. I'm like,
yeah,
baby Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
Like that, as it's burning my hands as I'm trying to get to the table, and the table's getting far away, like close, farther.
Okay, yeah, like
so
this
far right. away. Yeah, that sound's gonna be on your show forever. So far away.
yeah.
Get that on there.
It's gonna be in my head forever too.
So
I blocked it.
So far away.
I had a question because, as you referenced, you have podcasts.
Podcast.
And I think one's about Ghostbusters. Or mainly about Ghostbusters, wonderful.
He's getting a little upset that I didn't like tell everybody about him. And
what, you have a ghost? Oh shit!
Hi guys, just think backwards. Hey, let me talk now, Joe. You've been on camera for like 20 minutes.
Is this the
Hi, I'm Ghostbuster Joe.
Like an hour.
Hey fans, it's me, Ghostbuster Joe, and I heard you guys are talking about Ghostbusters and
quickly.
Rain is from where you're from, Hot Joe.
Yeah.
My friend
this
Rain
Joe.
Is from Oregon, and she does the show. She does the show with me.
That's cool.
Every Monday, and I have another host. She hasn't been there in a while. Her name's Val. She's from Houston, Texas.
Well,
and Ghosthead Nerd Talk is actually the best show on the channel.
Really? Would Joe Panther agree with this?
He doesn't like that I say his show is the best show on the channel.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
But
well, look, between me and you, I think you're right, buddy.
10 years, man, this shirt's so pale.
You guys actually do have, you guys look both stunning in that blue shirt. When he has it on, I can't tell who looks nicer.
He kind of told me I had to wear this shirt.
Well, you know.
It could
come
to
the polo, stay for the mustache.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, well, since you're the official Ghostbuster aficionado, I love Ghostbusters. I'm not going to pretend like I can get into it like somebody of your level of Ghostbusterness. But I do know about Slimer and how Slimer's kind of like the unofficial, yeah, that one.
Our little mascot, Baby Slimer. Instagram celebrity. Did you know he's an Instagram celebrity?
I did not.
Baby Slimer, yes.
Baby Slimer.
We have all sorts of people.
Well, I love that.
Sent to me by from a lady in Holland.
Put that in the, make sure that's in the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Baby Slimer.
So if you were, how Slimer is kind of like buddies with the Ghostbusters and almost like a mascot for them. If you could have one wrestler's ghost be your Slimer, who would it be?
One wrestler?
One wrestler's ghost can be your Slimer. Like what Slimer is to the Ghostbusters, this wrestler is to you.
I guess it'd be Jose Quinones.
I had a feeling you'd go that way.
The one ghost that I wouldn't trap, I'd just be like, Grandpa, what do I do?
Yeah, he'd probably be a cool ghost, though. Not like Slimer.
He'd be like, oh, don't fuck this up.
And then you could find his matches.
Yeah. Well,
when he fought another ghost.
Andre
the Giant.
Oh, that'd be fun. Watching, like, yeah, Grandpa, oof.
You could try.
Oof. I'd be like, oof. What are you watching? I guess I'd be like the wife in Ghosts. I just see them wrestling. I'm going, oof. And they're like, what's wrong, Joe? No, nothing. I'm just looking at something. Looking
Do you like all ghost movies? Or do you just like the Ghostbusters?
I do. I'm a big fan of the movie Ghost movies. And I say this without anybody freaking out in the chat. I did see the 2016 Ghostbusters movie.
Come on.
I actually met Paul Feig.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
But here we go. The crowd's gonna cheer for me. He actually said something about the Ghostbusters fans, and I went cuckoo on him. I said, you know, we're the ones that pay for them tickets to see the movies. We not like the original movies, and. And I was like, you know, I could have been mean.
No.
I could have went off on him. And I said, you know, it's not really cool. You should have just took the L on what happened with your movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm like, you didn't offend me. I'm just telling you the truth.
I'm not mad. You weren't mad. You were disappointed.
We were on the streets of New York. I'm wearing the OG flight suit and I had the goggles on my fedora.
And that's cool.
And he was just like, oh, fuck. And then
it's funny to say someone to a fan of something. It's the fans who made it bad. And then you're like, I don't agree. And then he's like, hey, I wasn't trying to offend you. You're like,
no, well, not you. The other fans.
We're a basement dweller.
What the hell?
Right in front of my friends, and they didn't get it because they weren't like super like fans like I am. And I'm just like, you just called a Puerto Rican dressed as a Ghostbuster a basement dweller.
You should have said, I'm going to kill you.
I was about to throw him into traffic.
You should have told him, busting makes me feel good.
Yeah.
They say it in the song.
Right. I signed the poster. I creamed right there when the poster, when he signed the poster.
That's the show. You wrestled
and we did
Cream.
It.
I have a question for you.
It wrestled Cream.
Joe Panther, can I ask you?
Hit him with it.
If you had to explain pro wrestling to an alien using only household objects, what objects are you choosing and why?
Oof, I got you.
Glad you're back. The other guy was all right, but I'm a big Panther guy. I'm the Joe Panther guy. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, we're Panther boys.
Different glasses, too.
We're Cubs.
Yeah, these look bigger.
Yes, these are my big boys. These are my
love big boys.
I break them out for the pretty girls, but you guys are pretty hot. So I appreciate it.
Well, we could definitely appreciate that, and I'd like you to know that we already know that. But
let's just say I came for the polo and I came for the mustache.
Yeah. Ooh, and I'm staying for the mustache.
That takes a little sticky. I would definitely grab a chair, and I grab a table. And any of the stuff in the kitchen, tables, like plates.
Baking sheets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. pow, then pow.
Once he understands that, you could show him like a cheese grater and be like, sometimes there's death match.
Did you just assume that alien's gender?
I asked the question, so I know the appearance.
Okay, you knew it was a dude.
Yes, it's Rocky from Project Hail Mary.
Did I say pow pow after I hit him in the head? I was like, pow pow. What kind of movie are you making back there?
Good question. And but we're asking the questions here. Okay. We're fair.
I only have one more.
All right.
If that's all right with everybody.
That's all right with me.
This one's a lot easier than the other ones, I feel like. What's your favorite color ring ropes?
Oof. I'm old question. Red, white, and blue.
I had a feeling. See, I should have wrote these down. If we were playing Newlywed Game right now, I would have fucking. I knew he was going to say that because I know he's an old school kind of guy and those look sharp on a ring.
Oh, man, you see them and you go, oh. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm like a huge Howard Finkel's fan. Like,
did not know that.
I literally, when I'm not wearing my hat and because I have the mustache, you know, you look like Howard Finkel. Like, hold on. Ugh. Can't really see without these things on, but.
So we've had.
Can you do an impersonation of him?
I bet he can.
You guys, you've never heard me do the voice.
Definitely.
No,
haven't.
I have not.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Madison Square Garden. And welcome to WrestleMania 1.
Oh yeah, that was great, Joe Panther. I thought you sounded exactly like the little guy.
We've had Joe Panther, we've had Ghostbuster Joe, Baby Slimer, Fink.
Yeah, having this is the most guests we've ever had on a show.
It's action packed.
It's fucking action. You're right. You got a point, man. I have a question for you.
I'm packed up.
Did you ask your question already?
The ropes. Oh, the ropes. Red, white, and blue.
What's your favorite color ropes, Sammy Daddy? No, I'm curious. It's a good question. Sure. I like black.
Whatever. Don't matter.
I like when they're black. When the WWEs go to white, I'm like, oh, come on. You look like WWE. When I watch New Japan, that's what it should look like.
I liked when Raw and SmackDown, weren't they like red and blue for a while?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I like that. Just, I don't know, something different, but I guess.
Right. White every time? Ugh, lame, you know?
Red, white, I don't know, like.
Just regular white, like without the blue and red. Not good.
Give me the, I'm going to say blue ropes.
Blue ropes are cool. Blue ropes are cool.
Those are my favorite. What's your favorite?
Me?
Not Joe. Yeah.
Black.
You didn't see. Okay. Oh, you said that before I said mine.
Yeah.
Black, blue, red, white, and blue. Hot Joe is asking a question to Joe Panther. There, you're caught up to date.
Thank you for that, Sammy Daddy. The recap there. Mr. Panther, can I call you Mr. Panther?
Sure.
You can call him Panth.
I'll call you Panth. Panth, what wrestler would make the worst babysitter and why?
Oh, my God, the Sandman.
That was quick.
The Sandman, because the kid would never get to bed. He'd just be up. He'd just be. Sandman will just be getting drunk, and or he would.
Yeah.
You know another one? It sounds Ghostbuster reference. Papa Shango.
Okay, that would be scary.
Ooh, the kid would not like that.
The kid will be like laying in the middle of the pentagram as the parents come home, and he's just floating in the house in the middle of the basement, like just floating.
I've seen him set people on fire before.
Yeah, those are both great answers.
Floating in the bedroom and going like the episode of American Dad when the son gets possessed and he's like a bug. He's like.
Yeah, like that.
Dude, that was exactly Joe Panther.
I get that. And yeah, I would not want Papa Shango here.
I've only got one more question for you.
Yeah, I'm out.
And that is, you get one family member inducted into the Hall of Fame for something completely non-wrestling related. What's their category?
Oh my gosh, my sister is, my sister's a singer and she's also an athlete. Oh,
wow, that's cool.
Played rugby, she sings, my sister's, and she does a lot of plays. But my sister would be like, no, my brother deserves this more than I do. I don't know why you guys inducted me. What? Brooklyn accent. I don't know why you guys inducted me. I just, you know, I'm just here. You guys picked me. I'm good to do this. My brother deserves this more. He talks to his people on the internet all the time. So I don't know.
I think it's so, Joe Panther, you're telling me that you would pick your sister because she would give it to you.
Yes, but then okay.
That's fucking
great answer, bro.
He loopholed it.
Love that.
He fucking loopholed it.
You that was a pretty cool. I will
answer questions differently because of today.
That's true.
I loophole. Oh, thank you, because we're twins. It should be like, oh, I'll give it to my twin.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I didn't know you were twin. That's cool.
Yes, Twins at Ringside, the other podcast that's on there.
That's cool.
Six episodes. Yep.
Very cool.
I got a question. Dudes at Ringside is just you, right? Like now.
Yes. Now it's just me. But okay. Sometimes I have friends, like my first episode you'll see with me, it's me and my dad, and we interviewed at Death Manifest.
Oh, Festival. Papa Panther.
Yes, Papa Panther joined me for the first episode and two other episodes. He joined me.
Oh, okay, so he could join you, but he can't come on our show. I see.
So the dudes are the friends we made along the way. I get it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
We're done. No more questions, Your Honor.
Yeah, no more questions. We're not allowed to ask you any more questions for the rest of the night starting now.
You're going to ask him if he has a room for cream.
Shit. I'm going to tell him he's got one.
Okay, there we go.
Sammy Daddy, I can ask you questions.
Please.
Do you have a room for cream, or would you like to go first, or what?
I'll do it. I got no problem.
I think I should go first. Mine is wrestling related, so you might as well get it out of the way.
Yeah, who cares about that stuff?
Mine is just that the Best of Super Junior started, and I want Block B's finalist to be Taiji Ishimori and Block A's to be Kosei Fujita, and then I want Taiji Ishimori to win and then take the junior title from Doki. I almost said Dookie. It's definitely not that. That's it. That's what I just wanted to say. That's who I got in that tournament. I'm really enjoying the Best of the Super Juniors. It's my favorite tournament of the year.
I have Nick Wayne winning it.
Well, he's great, and I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's probably going to win it.
All right. Well, you know what? I wouldn't be sad if that happened, but I just like those two guys. I feel like they should have been.
I'm not trying to dookie on your parade, but.
You know what, Sammy Daddy? I really appreciate that. I know you wouldn't dookie on my parade.
But I'm picking Nick Wayne.
I run anyway. I get nervous and have to run back to my apartment, so it's okay.
See?
Well, that's good. So are you saying, Joe Panther, that you would, in fact, dookie on my parade?
You ever see that video with the guy, the person running past the girl? He's so gracefully. And then the video is them like, oh my God, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. That's like me every time.
That's you right now.
Yeah.
You got to poop?
You want us to wrap it up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, mish mash.
Okay. I like that.
My final right. Dookie thing.
I like this guy.
He's a good guy. All right.
This
so
is
then
fun.
Now we'll go ahead and we'll not do. Now we're going to do Jesse Blair Room for Cream. So
please.
Joe Panther, this is an indie wrestler who is a good friend of ours. Her name is Jesse Blair, and let's see what she's got to say.
Hello, Wrestle Cream.
Hello.
The first lady of Creamerica, the Rosetta Stone, Jesse Blair. It's been a little bit. Things have been busy, and Blair's of Oven Deli. Get ready for the summer season. Gonna roll summer menu soon. Stay tuned for that. So, pretty soon, I'll actually be able to update and give a better match count of the week. Because now, on Dropkick, some of my favorite promotions, Gaia and Marvelous, are now on there. So now I can accurately track the number of matches that I watch. It'll take a little bit to go through the back archives and I get those all together, but it'll be exciting to figure out what that number is.
Now, that's cool.
And that got me thinking, who do we think would be a good archivist and who, as a wrestler, would be a good archivist? Someone's got to be very detail-oriented. Got to pay attention.
It happens.
Numbers, dates. And so for that, I would go with one, William Rotunda, better known as IRS. Alrighty, miss y'all.
That's a good answer.
See y'all soon.
Well, all right, we love you, Jesse Blair. Thank you for calling in. We love you.
I feel like she asked us a question, but then took the best answer.
She did.
So which wrestler, give it to me again?
What would be the best archivist?
Archivist?
I've heard it both ways.
Oh, I mean it both ways. So who would be good at going through the history? I got an answer.
Let's hear it.
Joe Panther the Third.
Oh my God, that's a good fucking point, man. Joe Panther the Third is a great.
He has answer. The lineage. He already has the love and passion for older wrestling and learning about the history and has a respect for what came before us.
That led
us to where we are. And yeah, I think
young wrestlers get their wings. Like right now, it makes me so warm and happy, warm and fuzzy to say this. Maddie Morgan, which was from the UK, got chosen to train in the WWE. If you guys,
that was cool.
Maddie, remember this, but wrestling bestie.
Hell yeah. Well, I actually have an answer too now, Sammy Daddy.
Was that a cat?
I would pick Joe Panther's sister. Because then she would pass it along to Joe Panther.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's what they call her, Sassy Chica.
Sassy Chica?
Sassy Chica. That's her nickname, Sassy Chica.
Right on. That's a good nickname for her. I know her very well.
Sassy Chica Panther.
Yeah, we spoke.
She'd be like, "No, she's got the curly hair. I got the mustache."
Okay. Well, I'm
glad. Well, that's better than her getting the mustache, right?
Yeah.
Were you with me? You were there.
Yeah. Then stay. Come for the Panther or come for the polo. Stay for the what? You know, curly hair. Come on.
Yeah, that doesn't work. Come for the polo. Stay for the mustache. Stay for
the Brooklyn. See, the Ecto-1's waiting for me outside. Fuck! I'm late for work. Why is it coming down my block? Uh-oh.
Is something happening in real life, or are you doing a bit?
Not real life. Ambulance, a fire truck went that way.
The fire truck takes you to work?
Yeah. No, what? Why do you think the fire truck takes him to work?
Well, he said something.
No, the Ecto, it's a Ghostbusters thing. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, I've seen Ghostbusters.
Well, maybe you should see it again.
I guess I have to, yeah.
Because we're leaving you in the past. Like a ghost.
You motherfucker. Sammy Daddy, what's your reason for cream?
I don't know if I've talked about it before, but I like Weird Al.
Oh, he's one of the best.
And I saw one thing. Well, the thing that put him in my head was it was like a father picking up his, we'll say middle school age, so teenage daughter from school, and she was showing him these funny parody songs her friend showed her at school. And Dad, you got to hear these. They're made by Weird AI. And I thought that was hilarious, and then it made me think of Weird Al, and I just want to say that I feel like the Weird Al song I heard the most was Radio Disney. Do you remember Disney had a radio station?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was when the Star Wars prequels came out, and he did that, The Saga Begins.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Whatever the other song is.
American Pie,
thank you. And so I remember hearing that a lot and thinking, wow, it's crazy they made a song about this Star Wars thing. Not like understanding like Weird Al's deal. And then growing up and now starting to understand Weird Al's deal, it's the best. The movie they made about him with Harry Potter is great.
Yeah, that one's good. It's very funny.
Weird Al's the man. I got a chance to see him live at Bethel Woods in upstate New York.
That's
really
cool.
He still got it. Like, everybody's like, oh, he's past his prime. Dude could probably make a billion more songs.
Yeah. Whoever said
he's a genius.
Whoever said that, you tell him I'm coming for him.
Joke and I think, you know, another one rides the bus.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That might be
every song.
That song just hits hard.
Yeah.
Another one rides the bus hits. I know Another One Rides the Bus is better than Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah. I actually, like, before we saw Weird Al, I was like, Papa Panther, his movie is on Hulu. My dad's like, Papa Panther, let's sit down, let's watch it. So I'm like, Dad, what do you think? I was waiting for him to do his phrase. It was like,
that's what my dad always says. He never says anything's good. He always just says it's all right.
But he said it Brooklyn. He goes,
yeah, my dad doesn't say it Brooklyn. He wouldn't do that.
It was like this.
Whoa.
It was like,
damn, man. My dad doesn't say it not cool like that.
That was way better.
That was way better. I'm going to call him right now.
Hot Joe's dad sucks.
He would have said, Randy, that fucking sounds nothing like me. I don't know why you always say I say it's tight. You always say it's tight, Dad.
That's why.
Yeah, your impression.
It's not your fault.
There didn't sound very Brooklyn-y, though.
He was upset.
He was like, son, why are you doing that?
Why'd you do that, man?
That's what he sounds like?
He was like, son, I'm walking here.
Now lately, he's like this.
Give me some za.
Dad's always looking at phones.
Dad, what?
Yeah, what?
Look at that car. What are you looking at? Yeah. Nothing. See through your glasses. You're goo.
You were looking at butts.
He's like, yeah.
I got to send this to somebody far away. Hold on.
Far away. I heard the video. He's going to send it.
Yeah, see? But, so I just wanted to say Weird Al's awesome, and you should like Weird Al. And
I do, and I do it for you.
I have fond memories that somehow have Weird Al linked to him, like the Radio Disney thing. I always really, I listen to that a lot. And
when they didn't understand that there would even be parodies of songs. You know what I mean?
No, so I didn't get it. Radio, it was just on. It's like, wow, there's a whole song about ice cream.
Yeah,
that's Rocky
and it
Road.
It samples American Pie. It's crazy.
It sounds just like that other song my parents listened to.
Kanye West made this.
But then some of his original songs are still good, though, too. And what was I going to say? Oh, like the melodies, like the polka melody things do? They used to do one at the drive-in movie theater here. Like if you have to put on the radio station. I think it was Memphis or is the other one. I don't know. And they would, maybe it was Autorama. I don't know. But if you have that's my room for cream and a half is go to the drive-in movie. The weather's getting nice in the places where the weather doesn't get always nice. It's good now. There you go. So go to the drive-in and listen to Weird Al on the way there. And then if you go to the right drive-in, they'll play a polka melody of Weird Al stuff before your feature presentation.
Better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done.
Well, then we're going to get to Stella Shelton, friend of the show.
Hey, Creamers. It's me, Stella Shelton, your romance author and wrestling fan art creator.
Hey, Stella.
I think this is supposed to say something like random or inspiring or funny.
And, that's what we would want you to do.
You know, I'm not just great at coming up with stuff like that on the fly. So I'm just going to leave you with this. Sometimes you can be great at capturing your muse in a picture and painting them, but you wouldn't be so great at walking in their shoes. And you never know what someone is going through unless you've walked a mile in their shoes. So what's the point I'm trying to make? I don't even know. You know, it doesn't make sense, and that's okay because life doesn't make sense sometimes. But you know what does make sense? It's watching pro wrestling, you know?
Oh,
life is crazy and hectic and you've had enough. You know, if you just sit down, turn on the TV and watch some people wrestle, it could change your life.
Well, we appreciate that, Stella. Also, it did make sense.
I thought that was great.
Yeah,
that was heavy.
Yeah,
we got to step up our fucking Room for Cream game since we got like a real author on here now.
For sure, right? No, I know.
She nailed it. Thank you, Stella. That was perfect.
No, that was great. Stella, thank you for that. And also,
for Joe,
Panthers. So
you
excited to hear from her. She's a good friend of your show.
Yes, fan of the pod. She's such a sweet person, and she's done so many awesome pictures. I mean,
very much for sure.
She's done so many. I gave her some ideas. She's like, that girl's from the UK, Joe. She's not going to see you. It's the internet. She'll see your art, Stella. Trust.
2026, you're a super kick, Stella. Post that shit.
Hell yeah.
This is the picture you need to do right here, Mount Rushmore.
Exactly. Hey, Joey, Joey Panther. Seven. What is your room for cream, if you've got one?
Oof. My room for cream is if you dream of something, if you dream it, you could do it.
That's very nice. That's a very, what's the heck? Two in a row that are just really, really.
We've
like,
added some
good.
I like the positivity that's being has been brought to this show.
As a child, I was told when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. When we were a child.
When I was a child, I was told my grandfather was a wrestler.
Yep.
And something about that made me want to learn about the history of my family.
Makes sense.
And then I started watching it and learning, watching the old WWF matches and going to the garden and feeling the history. And then when the podcast started, it was about pre and post show with WWE. And I told my former co-host, I don't think we're going to continue with this.
Good.
And then we started interviewing the female and male wrestlers.
Yeah, the both of them.
Started to make sense that we were interviewing indie wrestlers over doing the pre and post show stuff, because all the stuff that's going on with the content creators right now.
True.
I feel so bad for them that they're getting their pages taken away, but having an original content that people could come every week to look.
He clambered back to his old friends.
Oh, wow.
And decided to come.
Sorry.
What the fuck was that?
You said come, so I felt like I had to. I'm sorry, Joe.
He did. Sorry. It's a rule.
It's okay. I love it. So for people to want to enjoy something, as watching TV shows back in the days, like the All That and all the shows.
Right.
Yeah. Like I interviewed on Ghosthead Nerd that? Talk on the channel. The I interviewed shows. Lisa Foyle.
Really?
On Ghosthead's Nerd Talk podcast.
That's cool.
We actually go to her Instagram. She may come on your show and be want to talk about random stuff.
Really?
Who is this?
Thank you,
Lisa
Joey.
Lisa Foyle from All That? That Season 6.
From All That?
Season 6.
Yeah, and a bag of chips.
Yes.
My kid just started watching All That.
She likes hitting the wrong button.
She likes Repairman.
And
love it.
Oh, my God. I can't stop. Oh my god. There we go. Sorry. Sorry, boys. I was having a mail.
Dream something you could do and never getting a chance to do your own thing. And now I'm internationally known and you could do it too. Just put your heart to it and just do it. Go for it.
Do it.
Thank you, Joe Panther.
I like that.
Wisdom.
We should have had him. Is there more? Like more room for creams?
Yeah, we got Russell Ruggs.
Well, I don't want to poo-poo on Russell Ruggs, but we should have had Joe Panther go last. Sorry, really Russell Ruggs, Joe. Because that, I like that a lot.
Joe Panther, do you know Russell Ruggs?
No, I don't know. I heard about Russell Ruggs. I don't remember.
He makes
rugs. Oh, these.
I would love to have them make my skeleton logo as a rug.
It's a good company. You should reach out to them.
Yeah,
you should reach out to them. That whole company.
He's going
to
listen to the show because he's a friend of the show. So, you know, he'll already
official third man. He's got a bunch of names.
You want to do my skeleton logo? I'll drop my address. Even my logo that's right behind me. You barely can see it. Made by a guy from Canada named Joe.
Oh wow, that's really cool. Well, Joe Panther, put your address in the comments when the video comes out.
No, don't do that.
No. Oh, my God. I'll get so many randos.
Yeah, that would be cool, though.
I'd be scared. My apartment.
There's enough junk mail, okay? He doesn't need more junk mail coming in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. All right. Well,
these wrestlers sending me T-shirts and random objects. I don't need to get, like, a box of dicks.
Real ones?
Box of dicks, you know.
Box of dicks.
You get it. Dicks.
Dick in a box?
Yeah, right. I was going to say that. Well, we got one more room for
cream. All you
got
to do is put, hold on. If you put your address in the comments, people said we'll just send you a box of dicks.
Oh, imagine. Oh, no.
Do you think they do?
Stella
should
be
we
like,
try?
What is he doing?
should we try this? Let's put somebody's address.
All right. We're going to put my address.
Like, put your address. Put your neighbor's address.
Okay. And then I'm going to.
And then, like, next time you see him, be like, hey, what's going on? Anything? Hey, I just got a box of dicks.
Yeah, I saw you picking up a parcel.
Yeah, what was that? Was that my package? Did you order the box of dicks?
Yeah.
You get that machine with that arm that's just like this? Oh, that's a workout. It's a workout.
It's like a bike.
Yeah. It's exercising. My rights. Well, we got one more room for cream. That's Russell Ruggs.
Russell Ruggs.
Let's see what the little guy's got to say.
What's up, boys? This is Matt, a.k.a. Russell Ruggs, a.k.a. the official third man, coming at you with an RFC.
What's up?
Boys, I feel like there's a whole generation of people who don't even know the name Mike Awesome.
Who?
It kind of upsets me because that dude was, for a lack of a better term, fucking awesome. Mm. And I've been watching a lot of him and Masato Tanaka, and it just sucks that, like, this is another great one gone way too soon. And that bums me the fuck out.
Hell yeah.
I didn't want to bum you guys out. But I encourage you to go watch as many Mike Awesome matches as you can. The WWE Vault has like two or three best ofs. And it's like 80% him and Masato Tanaka hitting each other with unprotected chair shots.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing. all right. Love you, boys.
We love you.
Love you.
Well, that's a great idea to do. Mike Awesome, like you said, he was very awesome. Joe Panther, you a fan of Mike Awesome?
Oh my gosh, yes. Mike Awesome had so many awesome matches. Like, against Tanaka.
He did his own thing.
Oh my gosh. But they screwed him up in WCW.
Hit the wrong button.
Did my dad
they did.
In Brooklyn? Brooklyn song?
It's all right.
Did you guys hear that weird noise?
No.
Oh, this fucking cop car went by and it sounded like a fucking flying saucer. It was
like the Ecto 1.
It was weird. I think Portland's got some weird policemen.
Weird police.
Anyway.
Are you saying weird police man or weird policeman?
It's up for viewer interpretation.
Oh, they're still watching this?
I'm bad when I see a female police officer, immediately I get on the ground, put my hands behind my back.
Yeah. And you're like, I feel like I got a weapon in my pocket.
I'm like, I'm against the wall. I'm already against the car. She's sitting in the car like, get the fuck off my car. What do you mean? I gotta check me.
She's like, Joe Panther the third, get out of here.
Yeah,
anytime I see I see a nurse, like when the girls all in their scrubs and it's, you know, it's one of the, I'm like this.
Uh oh.
Oh boy!
This guy's got a fever.
I'm not feeling good.
Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time you traveled out of state?
Walk by the room and I'm just like,
He's like the Animaniacs.
Yeah, you're just like the Animaniacs.
Nurse.
Shoulder. And then I'll get Olga. She'll be like, give me your shoulder.
Oh no. Olga got him again.
Olga got him again, dude.
Like, this is fun. So what are we doing? Russell Cream.
I think we're still supposed to talk about Mike Awesome for a second.
Mike Awesome's cool.
He got screwed up when he was in WCW.
Like, yeah, what happened there?
They ruined him in WCW. They made him
Why'd they do that?
They made him obsessed with fat girls. Like
the fat chick thriller.
Yeah.
You remember this?
Me?
Yeah, do you know this?
No, I don't. I didn't watch that.
What else did he do?
They made him.
Wasn't he the 70s guy or something like that?
Yes, really? They made him a 70s guy.
That 70s show, that 70s guy.
That's
dumb. And then he was the fat chick thriller.
I think that's actually kind of a cool gimmick, but I could see why it wouldn't be cool to you guys.
I like girls with big butts, but that's a different story for a different.
Yeah, this is good. This is, yeah, that's just.
Yeah, but that's for the big butts podcast. This is Wrestle Cream.
What are we doing here?
That's for the Big Butt Cream podcast.
Don't do that.
We ain't talking about pogs. We talk about wrestling.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Yeah.
Look at butt cream.
Becky Lynch. I agree, though. I think Mike Awesome, he's underrated. And
Mike Awesome, awesome or not?
I would say awesome. I would say yes.
I think it's all three. Well, we can say four because Russell Ruggs brought it up. So all That's four true. Of us on record say
I
awesome.
I can guarantee you that... that friend of the first lady of Cromerica, Jesse Blair, would also agree.
That's five people minimum.
Yeah. And Stella.
And five, six people that I know and like. Yeah, six people that I know and like.
Yeah, I like all those awesome. People too, man. Well, that's all the time we got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamer.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best of luck.
My worth was built because of the legacy that I'm building in AEW. There is something very enchanting to me. No matter how much money did or does or will gets thrown at me, the idea of going down as the greatest of all time is really important to me. And I also think that there's something very special about being able to say that with having never worked there. I think that's really cool.